Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mr. Bonin, you are part of the problem.
It's a grassroots effort, even though he claims it's all dark money funding it.
His attitude basically was, this is my plan, and if you don't want to go along with it, well, you're part of the problem. The people of the area just having had enough.
I mean, he just hasn't addressed the concerns of his constituents.
He almost wants these encampments to be right in front of the public's face.
All he's ever done is attack his constituents who complain.
He's taking his bad policy now everywhere.
He's bragging that he housed 101 people. Where has he been the last 7 years?
When I go home tonight, no matter what else, I know where I can sleep.
The fact of the matter is, he's not representing the people here. He's been emboldened by what he's done in Venice, and to the point where I think he believes that people will not stand up to him.
I am proud to stand here as being the other recall target for John and Ken.
Now, for an update on the recall against LA City Councilman Mike Bonin, here's John and Ken.
Yes, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we got a round of the Moist Line people for you. You can listen to that. I'll be talking to Steve Gregory about his big special coming up this weekend on homelessness, which is the prime reason right now we're at the Bonin recall desk. And by the way, things have kicked off, signature gathering and such. So you should be a part of Recall Bonin 2021. That's the effort against this probably one of the worst politicians we've ever run into in Southern California politics. The news today is that Bonin is sort of taking a victory lap, calling it the Encampment to Home Initiative, to offer a pathway to permanent housing to people living along the Venice boardwalk. Bonin and Garcetti said today 191 people have been bought indoors. Bonin said a metric that people are judging this is how the boardwalk looks. That's reasonable, but the metric that really matters is how many people have been bought indoors and how many lives have been transformed for the better. Well, we're going to get what we believe will be a much more unbiased look at the situation in Venice. And, of course, this all started because Sheriff Villanueva announced he was going to go in there and the recall effort started. Mark Rajovic is president of the Venice Stakeholders Association, and he can talk more about this. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Ken. Thanks for inviting me on.
Yeah.
I was out there yesterday. Walked the entire stretch, did a count. There were over 80 encampments, everywhere from a tent to somebody just with a bedroll and a backpack.
They were on the
half
beach.
Of those half of those were in areas that supposedly had been cleared.
Oh, see, that's
so
important.
That they've all come back. Either the same people have come back, or it seems from talking to a sheriff's deputy that there are new people coming in who apparently haven't gotten the notice that the Venice Boardwalk and Beach are now closed to camping. So there, for example, the area just south of the handball courts, 5 new tents up. That area has been cleared twice. And what's really missing in this whole thing is somebody from Reckon Parks, a Reckon Park ranger, or a couple LAPD officers on bikes just cruising up and down all day long, just catching people before they set up. The good news is today when I went out, I counted 54 tents and encampments, again, strung along the entire boardwalk. And the numbers you just gave us, the Bonin and Garcetti are saying 191 have been housed. Originally there were like 220 out there, and yet we're seeing more than just 30 or so remaining. We're seeing more like 54 remaining. So there's been this influx, and until they put some kind of law enforcement out there during the day, as well as they have been doing at night, just to simply make it clear that you cannot camp here, this is all going to start to reverse. The good news today,
yes.
And I don't have much nice to say about Eric Garcetti, but the good news is that yesterday he gave his staff working on behalf of Garcetti gave the LAPD the authority to go back and do routine anti-camping enforcement all along the beach, which means that they will be enforcing no tents and no camping. Now, how quickly they roll that out is your guess is as good a guess as mine, but at least they feel emboldened to go back to the way things were before the pandemic, where, yeah, we had some chronic problems in several places on the boardwalk, but we didn't have 220 campers. We didn't have a refugee camp down there that was rife with fires, assaults, and, you know, a couple murders. So they're turning the corner, but again, until there is a law enforcement presence, either Rangers or LAPD telling everyone, no, you can't camp here, and telling them throughout the day, it's all going to come back. I was astounded. Remember when I was on last time, I told you about a woman that had basically a restaurant.
Yeah, you did.
She had about eight tables, chairs, and was actually selling drinks to tourists, and somehow thought that was okay. Well, when they finally cleaned up zone one, which is at the north end, they finally made her take all her stuff, and she left. Yesterday morning, I was walking it. She was there with a huge hand truck, all of her tables and chairs, and all of her bedding, you know, so she could live there again. And she was setting it all up again. I was just astounded. And there's nobody around.
Well, Mark,
this is illegal.
let me cut to the chase. I'm actually looking at a story running right now on Channel 7 News. They're talking to people. The consensus they're getting is that things are better there. But I think what you're saying is unless they consistently enforce this, they're just going to gather again.
They're going to come and you know, some people, a lot of people actually have been helped into shelter, into housing, at least temporary housing, and they may actually, I would say, matriculate and graduate to permanent housing. It's all good for that subset of the folks that have been out there. And I am really pleased that that the city can do it, can make it happen. The question is, do you really want more people to come from Minnesota and Texas and Massachusetts to be homeless on Venice Beach? Because that's what's going to happen unless the message is very clear nationally that Venice Beach is closed to camping. I mean, I wrote to the mayor's representative just yesterday saying, I think the mayor, before he leaves town, needs to stand up at a press conference and say to everyone in the nation that Venice Beach is closed to camping. That kind of a message said again and again and again is the only thing that's going to stop this constant flow. It's like, as I said last time, you've got a bathtub, you're draining it at one end, but you haven't turned the spigot off at the other end. And again, they already have repopulated some areas. There are still, even today's cleanup was not successful out on the sand. They left quite a few tents out there. But I understand they're coming back tomorrow. So they're not meeting Bonin's deadline, which was today, but they're sticking to it. And I applaud them for sticking to it. But again, they have to put in place the enforcement so it just doesn't all mushroom back up again.
All right, Mark, thank you very much for talking to me. We'll be checking in with you again to see whether or not there is any enforcement to keep people off there rather than this big show today about housing all these people. Mark Rajevec is the president of the Venice Stakeholders Association. Thanks for coming on. And we're taking an eye on Bonin's encampments in Venice situation. And he's claiming 191 people have been moved into some type of indoor housing. More coming up, including the Moist Line, the John and Ken Show here on KFI. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We'll be talking to Steve coming up after the news at 5:30 about his special this weekend and all that went into it. And of course, Steve already was on our show yesterday. He embedded himself with the LA County Sheriff's Department and their homeless outreach teams in Venice. And you'll hear more of that and a lot of other experiences with homelessness in Southern California on his show. Speaking of that, there are three rescue missions in Los Angeles. All three are privately funded, alcohol and drug-free, with the goal to get people off the street permanently. The Union Rescue Mission, the Midnight Mission, and the Los Angeles Mission all offer safe shelter, provide support, training, and other services to help people get their lives back. Now through August 8th, KFI and iHeartMedia Los Angeles, along with Albertsons Vons, are raising money to support the three LA missions. Please donate at checkout at those stores before August 8th, all LA County Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions, or text HELP LA to 243-725. That's HELP LA 243-725. For details to donate online, go to KFIAM640.com/missions. Be a part of the heart of LA and help those who are lost become found. All right, it's time to get a visit from the Moistline people. Every Friday around this time, we roll them out. Carefully screen calls on our voicemail line, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
So, Kamala Harris is actually going to support Gavin Newsom for the recall? Oh, my God. Does that really surprise you? Couldn't you see that coming like 100,000 miles away?
Sounds like your sheriff plans on getting reelected. That's why I voted for him in the first place. A no-nonsense lawman.
Nick from Santa Ana wanted to know what it would take to get traffic back under control like we had back in April 2020. I got the answer. No indoor dining, no bars, no sporting events,
right,
no concerts, no conventions, no tourism, no beaches, no vacations, no in-person schools, more unemployment, more business bankruptcies, more tax dollars to prisoners and criminal gangs, masking and six-foot distancing everywhere, and finally, leaving Emperor period full stop in office.
No, that was great.
I agree with recalling the governor, but it's not going to do anything. If you have a conservative governor, your state legislator is a supermajority of Democrats. So you may replace Gavin Newsom with somebody better, but nothing will get done.
I think when Kamala Harris, when she laughs, it's very condescending. It's almost like she's treating the questioner like they're an idiot.
A California state judge should order Governor Newsom to call the California Unemployment Service Line 50 times because they never answer their phone.
I just do all my grocery shopping in Orange County. No mask over here. Hey, common sense. L.A. County is a hellhole, but I do my shopping where it's mask-free.
John, you need to stop quoting percentages as the end-all, be-all for mask-wearing. Majority percentages no longer count in America.
Yeah, I just heard another one of Newsom's little speeches. This is the problem with this guy. He's the great divider, the great separator. He doesn't even try and mend the fences with different parties, different beliefs. He talks to only the Democratic Party. Come on, that's not how you get everyone together.
John, today you finally said something that made a lot of sense. And you talking about how Gavin Newsom is comparing unvaccinated to drunk drivers, and now he's blaming unvaccinated for what's going on. When, like you said, he's the one who shut down the schools. He's the one who shut down the businesses.
You guys are my hero when it comes to mask policy.
You know, I voted for Donald Trump. I watched Tucker Carlson, and I got vaccinated. So Governor Newsom needs to stop spreading misinformation.
Yeah.
Went to a soccer game in Los Angeles this weekend. Was out front playing around, goofing off, no mask required. Was standing in line with everybody else, no mask required. As soon as you walk through the stupid little gate for your keys or whatever, you know, the alarm, you had to put your mask on to walk around the concourse until you got something to eat or sat in your chair. You can't make stupid up like this.
You know, I'm listening to our governor talk about how Tucker Carlson and the right-wing echo chamber is spreading misinformation about the vaccine and causing people to not get vaccinated. And I wish I could talk to him, because the reason I'm not vaccinated is that Gavin Newsom said California would independently review any coronavirus vaccine.
That's right.
And that they wouldn't take anyone's word for it. And so far, they haven't done so.
Do you think us Californians that are unemployment can have a class action lawsuit against the state of California for what we're supposed to collect on unemployment? It's being denied by Gavin Newsom. I'm one of them. I called today 28 times, didn't receive any answer.
Hey, John, I have to congratulate you. You came up with the perfect word the other day, inadvertently, and I have to tell you, it works. You said uricating. Uricating is a definition of and pissing on the streets at the same time. I actually used that word on Scrabble online, and it's uricating. A legitimate word. So congratulations, John. You're a genius.
You know, we say the political system is broken. Well, our problem is probably this. The people we elect into office, we elect them to serve us, the public. But it's been reversed. They want the public to serve them. That is wrong.
Thank you for leaving your message.
That is
wrong.
Please
hang up. Goodbye.
There you go. It's round one of the Moist line. You can leave a message there anytime at 1-877-MOIST-86. We'll hear from more of these people coming up in about 20 minutes. And by the way, President Biden today said that in all probability, there could be more restrictions due to an increase in COVID-19 cases caused by the Delta variant. They're looking into mandating the vaccines. And you're seeing more and more companies doing that now, that they're making you get the vaccine as a condition of employment. When I come back, I'll be checking in with Steve Gregory. He's got a big special coming up this weekend on the unhoused in L.A. and Orange counties. John and Ken show on KFI. Hey, KFI, AM 640. John and Ken show live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Oh, close out the show. Coming up, another round of our Moist Line friends for you. We got Steve Gregory in the studio here. Steve's got a special coming up this weekend, and I was talking to him yesterday as he was embedded with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, their homeless outreach team there in Venice, to see what they do. And Steve had his own little conversations with some homeless guys in Venice.
Yeah.
But this weekend, it's a big special. As Steve just told me, they're still putting it together, editing it, unhoused, a look at homelessness in L.A. and Orange County. So what made you guys decide to put together a big special?
We were told by Robin Bertolucci, our program director.
You're supposed to say, my idea, I thought with all that I do, do I have to help you with this?
No, actually, it's part of an ongoing thing that that we're really trying to do with the news department, and it's get more hyper-local. We take on topics that just deserve a little more deep dive. You know, we get to come on with you guys and talk about stuff, but we're typically
I know you did a lot on the wildfires and stuff like that.
But we're typically doing it through your lens. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you guys have a direction you're going. Whereas with something like this, we get to just kind of take our time, do the deep dive, talk to people that we don't have time to play on your show or whatever, and then we do a web component to it. So we're not going to be solving anything this weekend. We're just going to do an overview of what's going on and what the problem is and what people are proposing they do to correct it or to try to attack it. So
The title.
Yeah.
Unhoused. Yeah, that's a tricky word on the John and Ken show.
I know. Yeah.
Well, we think it's a more politically correct way to refer to the homeless.
Oh.
We thought you would do the hobo show. That didn't come up as an idea? No.
The focus group said no.
A look at bums. No?
Focus group. No, believe me, there's
people.
Our focus group said no. It was funny because a lot of people have already been commenting on social media about those kinds of things.
Right.
You know, love you, Steve, but why didn't you call it, you know, whatever? And then they list the whole things that I should have called it. But no, unhoused, because what we try to do when we come up with the title, it doesn't have anything to do with political correctness. And it's that we have very few characters and words to get the point across. So if I say unhoused, and then a look at homelessness, then we're good.
All right, you got both words in there. So
Because the idea now is
to call somebody homeless now is that, oh, that's too negative.
Well, we don't say those experiencing homelessness.
That's true. You don't.
We don't say that. That's a lot. That's too much for us. I mean, we don't have time to get to, you know, use five words for one word. We don't have time for that.
So there was probably no shortage of material here, considering, what are the places you're looking at in this special?
Skid Row. I mean, it's still the original, you know,
Did you go there?
Yeah.
Recently you went there? Or?
Yeah. What I did was I talked to the senior lead officer, LAPD's Deon Joseph.
Oh, Deon Joseph's great.
He's great.
Yeah, we talked to him a few. Yeah. He was on our show about 10 years ago.
There's probably no person more qualified than he to talk about this issue from a different perspective that no one sees. And then we review Echo Park. We go back to Echo Park and talk about the problems there.
Did you hear about the feces in the water?
Yes. Now, Goldstein did a great job on that report.
Yeah, how about that? Full of fecal bacteria, although it looks nice. From what I understand, from people that live there it, when they've reopened. And they have kept the bums out from, I'm sorry, the unhoused.
Well, and so we actually talked to, and we've played some sound of him on the show too, Joe Losarelli, who's the chief of the park rangers.
Oh, okay.
So,
and that's who's keeping it from being another encampment site?
So they say.
And so far, so good.
So far, so good. And I was down there the day they reopened it and took that, you know, opened up the gates, and it was really fresh. The grass was clean.
Smelled good.
Smelled good.
Just the water was
just the water.
Tricky.
We didn't get near the water.
Okay.
And then I brought you a cut today. This is a Tariq Ali. And he is a man who's a security guard for a skateboard shop on the Venice Boardwalk. And I talked to him yesterday, and he tells me a lot about how he's worked down there and how he gets along with people. But one day, this homeless person just come up on him, started to attack him.
Oh, I heard about this guy.
Yeah, and then I'll let you tell him in his own words.
To make a long story short, came towards me, and I maced him, but the mace got in my eyes. And when he was coming towards me, he had a broken bottle. And he attacked me with the broken bottle, stabbed me in my side, stabbed me in my head, cut my wrist and my finger. It was either fight or flight. And I chose the fight. And I subdued him. After that, I went to the hospital. They gave me an x-ray. And afterwards, they stitched me up and sent me home. Unfortunately, they never gave me any antibiotics, and I lost a finger due to this incident.
You said they had to amputate your finger?
They had to amputate my finger.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
His spirits sound okay.
He's much better now, but he's still pretty shaken up. The man is 6'5". I'm 6'2".
Oh, wow.
He's 6'5". He's a big man.
Right.
And he,
oh, then if he had been a small man, he might have gotten killed.
Yeah. Yeah. He got bum rushed by this homeless guy.
And there it is. Bum rushed. You did it. You get it? That's you should say unhoused rushed.
That's a word that I grew up around. It had nothing to do with homeless individuals.
You know what? My dad used to use that expression too. Give him the bum's rush.
Okay. So here, I'm going to show you a picture.
Oh, a picture of him? All right. Oh, he does look like a big guy. Oh, he's missing the second finger. What is the ring finger? Is it missing?
Missing the ring finger.
Oh no!
Yeah,
it was a security guard for a business there, right? Or several businesses.
Skateboard shop.
Yes, and that's the guy that puts up the signs. Have you seen his signs?
Mm.
He puts up signs like "Goodbye, Bonin." Thank you, Sheriff Alex.
Well, here's the thing.
And he wouldn't come on the show, but he said the signs speak for me. But I had heard, we heard from a connection that this security guard worked for him.
Yeah.
And we were like, get that guy's story. But you did. Very good.
Yeah. And he, you know, there was a GoFundMe page and they raised money for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was really sad story. I mean, he's still shaken up. I mean, he really is. Not only visibly, he's
well, what
still
is he,
there.
Can he, how does he do for income now?
He's
working there?
He's working, but he said it's just not the same for him. He's a little gun shy.
Right.
He's really trying to get his confidence back. But, you know, when you're, one finger shy.
Oh, it's very,
you know,
very tough situation.
But he got, the second part of that story is the hospital didn't give him any antibiotics.
Yeah, I heard that part, right.
Yeah, I mean, so that's kind of crazy. But the man who attacked him was arrested. I'm not sure the disposition of that man's case.
Of course.
But
L.A. County D.A. kicked. Or is it city attorney? Now, that would be a felony, so in front of the county. Right?
That's felony. Yeah.
I don't think that'll result in much, thanks to Gascon.
So we'll do
And you did
that.
Take a look at Orange County, too, and that's cool. Corbin did some work there.
Corbin filed a nice story on that. We kick off the second hour with his look at what they call the... the community's, the community of care. That's what they call it, the community of care program down there. And he took a really deep look at that, talked to a lot of people. So we are representing Orange County and getting some feedback from them. And then
there'll be some more audio of your embedded situation with the LA County Sheriff's Department, right?
Oh, yeah, much more. And then you'll hear a longer form interview from the cut we played yesterday with the man from Arkansas.
Right. That's the one you played on our show, right?
Hear a little bit more from him. And a little bit more from Tariq.
He was a lost soul.
Oh, he was just, just.
But did you get the impression that I did when we've talked to homeless people in the past, they have long stories.
Yeah.
Really long. Excuse filled and so much heartache. And I couldn't do this and I couldn't find this and on and on and on and on.
You know, and
there's just no sense of urgency to get their lives together.
No. And what happens is they get, for whatever reason, for whatever mental illness or whatever situation they have, it pushes them off the ledge.
Right.
And then they just don't have the motivation or the desire
right.
to get back up. And so then it puts them in this deep, deep despair. And you know, and you see it all the time. They just sit
around. You mix in alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of them aren't healthy. They're not eating right. They don't. So they're not, you know, they're just kind of lethargic. Some of the only food they get is what they, I can't believe I actually saw people grabbing food off of plates that were left on cafes there. And, you know, when they, the customers get up and leave and the bussers haven't gone to the table yet.
Yeah.
So they just grab food right off the plate.
Well, there's a big food waste problem in the country. They take it. I'm sure they just pull stuff out of the trash cans too.
But they're walking right up to the plates and the tables and taking the food right off the plates.
And of course, this guy you talked to came from some other state, right? A lot of these
Arkansas.
They're drawn to Venice Beach for reasons we're not sure of yet. Well, social media, how does the word spread?
It spreads. They see it in the news. And then the Homeless Communications Network is an incredibly powerful one.
Oh,
if there was a way we could tap into the Homeless Communications Network, we could spread the word about anything.
The HCN.
I'm telling you, these people, word travels fast, really fast.
Yeah, I'm more of a lot of them do have phones, right?
Yeah. And I'm not sure it's a combination of them getting them from government subsidies or whatever the case is, but man, they're all walking around with smartphones. Really weird dichotomy. It's just a weird situation. But
all right, so this is Sunday afternoon. It starts at what time?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. Steve will be on. Anybody on the air with you or just you presenting?
It's just me. I'm just going to host it through. And then for the 2 hours, and Corbin will have his segment.
Yeah.
And then we'll just hear a bunch of audio from a lot of different people. And Wendy Walsh has been kind enough to step aside so we can take her slot.
All right. Unhoused, a look at homelessness in L.A. and Orange counties, hosted by Steve Gregory this Sunday. Begins at 4, goes till 6 o'clock here on KFI. Thanks for stopping
by. Thanks a lot, Ken.
All right, we got the Moistline people to finish the show coming up. John and Ken Show on KFI. John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Before we finish up with the Moistline people, we thought you would enjoy this. Eric Garcetti was commenting today about the vandals who protested at his residence, Getty House. They toilet papered and they did some graffiti. And at the end, he put this in, and then we got Gavin Newsom right behind him.
Full stop. Period. Full stop.
Full stop.
Period. Full stop.
Full stop.
Period. Full stop.
Full stop.
Period. Full stop.
They are period, the same full stop. Creepy bureaucrats. All right, let's finish up at the Moistline. You leave a message, and then we play back some of the calls at around 520 and 550. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Governor Gavin Newsom is an idiot. And if any of you out there voted for him, well, that just makes you a stupid idiot.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would make a commercial and say, yeah, it was the Republicans that forced Newsom to go to that French laundry restaurant after he told everybody else to stay indoors. Yeah, that was the Republicans that did that.
Newsom and his crowd are trying to counter the recall by keep saying Trump and Proud Boys and insurrectionists and right-wing extremists. Well, the simple response to that for everybody is none of those people were in charge of California for the last 2 years.
So now the libtard liberals up there in Sacramento are discussing regulating our thermostats. Here's an idea. Why don't you build some dams, you tree-hugging idiots?
It's my understanding that it takes 17 traffic deaths at an intersection to get a traffic light.
Is that true?
How many homeless deaths does it take in L.A. County to mandate conservatorship?
You're wondering where all the construction material is coming from that's flooding the place that you're talking about on the radio? Try the homeless. They have a nasty habit of bringing in building material and everything else to keep warm and to build their little lodges.
John, Ken, my butt's been wiped.
Biden's plan is really working. Open borders, people coming from all over the world, coming into open borders. He keeps the COVID rolling along.
Johnny boy, it's so cute thinking that you believed if you got the vax that you would no longer need to wear the mask. So gullible. I can't believe you'd believe in a government official.
So that's great. President of the United States has to let everyone know that his butt's been wiped. I cannot wait for the day when he's on stage and he just stands there and says, oops, I made a poopy.
California, recall Governor Dippity Doo Newsom. If he does not get recalled, there will be more lockdowns.
I love how once again,
our illustrious governor, Gavin Newsom, is telling us what we should do with masks when his son is at basketball camp without one. The hypocrisy.
Grow up. Joe did not say, my butt's wiped.
No.
Listen to the clip at half speed.
That's my son's crack pipe.
Jeez. Okay.
Next time you wipe my butt, you go from back to front. I want to sniff it.
We had one of those power blackouts, so I charged my Tesla with my gas-powered generator.
I don't know any unvaccinated people that care if you wear a mask or not, so quit shaming the unvaccinated. We don't care if you wear a mask. We are unvaccinated for a reason.
I don't know what's going on with these motorcycle people, but when you split a lane, you're crazy. I just saw a guy almost hit by a semi because he's going between two cars.
Yeah,
what
crazy.
The hell's wrong with you people? Why do you think so many people die on motorcycles? Don't split the lane. Are you crazy?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
It's one of the
Goodbye.
Oldest topics on the show. By the way, you can split lanes. I mean, I looked this up years ago, but you're not supposed to go more than 10 miles an hour faster than the traffic. So if you're driving along on the freeway doing 50 and the guy goes by at 80, splitting it's not supposed to do it that way. That's where you're going to get killed. All right, the Moist Line, 1-877-MOIST-86 for your calls for next week. Tim Conway,
hey!
Jr.
Hey, ding dong with you. Kenny, look at you, man. All right, Steve Gregory's coming on to, I guess, talk about the same thing he did about 10 minutes ago with
you. Sorry.
Right?
You can't move him to another hour?
I guess we could, but
he gets
pissed.
All right. There's new listeners.
Alex Michelson will come on. We'll talk about the recall debate next week. That's going
on. That's right. It is next week.
When is that? When is it? Is
no
it
Newsom. I think it's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. All right. Are you going to go to it?
The Nixon Library, I should go.
Yeah, you could, right? You could slide down there.
Yeah, you're
probably
right.
A lot of John and Ken listeners down there.
No Newsom, no Larry Elder.
No Larry Elder, and I don't think Caitlyn Jenner is there either.
That's right, no Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, bad vibes, man. Well, who's going to be there?
It's John Cox, Kevin Faulkner.
Right, the whole crew.
Kevin Kiley.
And then, you know, we'll have this stupid update on these masks. But you know what's really weird? I have more respect for people who are not vaccinated. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, how's that happen?
I don't know. I think they're like... they're like me. They're like gamblers, you know, and I respect that more than a guy gets in there and gets his shot. Right.
Yeah, that's a good
I got
point.
My shot. I feel like a coward.
You also are the type that doesn't like people just go along to get along.
Right.
You're like a little rebellion. All right.
That's right. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Come
with
on.
You. John and Ken show. Let's see. KFI and KOST HD2 Los Angeles, Orange County. Be back on Monday. Andrew Caravella has the news now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.